Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Earth Eats is exploring some Asian-inspired flavors today with two side dishes using long beans and spinach. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
A new study published this week in the journal Pediatrics identifies a link between exposure to certain kinds of agricultural pesticides and the development of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Researchers from Harvard and the University of Montreal examined over 1,000 children and found that those with elevated levels of organophosphates were almost twice as likely to be diagnosed with ADHD. Organophosphates kill pests by attacking their nervous systems. The report calls for further research to determine a definite causal relationship between exposure to the pesticides and development of ADHD. Shellfish and crustaceans have been hit hard by the recent Gulf oil spill. Officials are assuring consumers that the oil spill won't have a dramatic effect on the nation's seafood supply, which relies heavily on imports. But prices are already on the rise, particularly for oysters. Nearly three-quarters of oysters consumed in the United States come from the Gulf. And the Partnership for a Healthier America, chaired by First Lady Michelle Obama, has signed an agreement with the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation to cut 1 trillion calories from the American diet by 2012. This is an interim step to their ultimate goal. They hope to reduce the nation's caloric intake by 1.5 trillion by 2015. You can learn more about any of these stories on our website at eartheats.org and follow our updates all throughout the week on Twitter at twitter.com/eartheats. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
Long beans, cow peas, snake beans, whatever you call them, they're chock full of nutrients like protein, iron, vitamin C, and magnesium. Here's a recipe for a tasty side dish using long beans.
Today we're going to do a wonderful bean dish, and we're going to use some of these Asian long beans, which my family's been growing for probably about the last 10 years. And the long beans, they get up to about 2.5-3 feet long. Some people call them yard long beans. And there's several different varieties. Some are darker green, some are a little more pale. Today what we're going to do is show you how to shock and awe. We're going to shock the beans. What that does is when we take the hot beans out of the boiling water, put them into the ice water, it stops the cooking, keeps them nice, crisp, and also very vibrant green color. Okay, and we're going to cook them till they're tender, probably around 3 or 4 minutes. Yeah, it should be kind of squeaky in your teeth, tender, yet not soft. And we're going to take those out, put them right in the ice water.
Ah, can you hear them squealing?
So to finish the dish, we're, as I said before, we're going to go on a kind of an Asian flair to this. So we have our olive oil in the pan. I'm going to add, for about 2 cups or 2 to 3 cups of green beans, I'm going to add about a teaspoon of garlic, a half teaspoon of lemon zest, teaspoon of ginger, just a little pinch of red pepper flakes. We add our long beans and just a little bit of water. And we're going to just heat them through. I'm going to season them with a little bit of salt and pepper. Finish it with the sesame seeds, and then finally a squeeze of a half lemon just before you serve. You don't want to put the lemon on too far ahead or the nice green color will just kind of fade away and look army gray. Okay, just a little drizzle of the sesame oil over the top, and that is our wonderful Asian long bean side dish.
If you're thinking of growing some long beans in your garden, know that they like hot and humid weather. They also like to climb as they grow, so plant them next to a pole or a chain-link fence. You can join our ever-growing Facebook page. Find us at facebook.com/eartheats. Here's another Asian-inspired dish, this time using spinach. Blanch your spinach, make sure to wring out all the water, and then make this easy sesame dressing.
We've got some soy sauce, a couple teaspoons of fish sauce, about a teaspoon of toasted sesame oil. And you can get those really in any big supermarket, but definitely at any ethnic market. They're kind of your secret arsenal. Add them to any of your dishes, and all of a sudden they start to taste a little more exotic. Basically, fish sauce is anchovies, fresh anchovies that are dried, and then they're covered with water and in barrels, and then left in the sun for about a year.
Doesn't that sound tasty, folks?
And it does smell strong, but it tastes great. And if you like Thai food, Vietnamese food, there's usually a little bit of fish sauce in those dressings. The sesame oil is made with white sesame seeds that are toasted and then pressed, so you get a toasted sesame flavor. So that's how that's made. About 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds. We're going to add some scallions. I'd say about three or four scallions. I'm cutting thin.
Scallions and onions are especially fresh and tasty around this time of year.
Okay, and then finally I'm going to add some ginger. Probably add about a teaspoon and a half. I'm cutting the ginger across the grain.
And you're not taking time to peel it.
No, when the ginger is young and the skin is smooth, you don't really need to peel it. Now, this is a dish you don't want to add like a citrus or lemon juice to it because it's going to discolor your spinach.
That's a very good point to make, because in a lot of the dishes, you're tossing in some lemon zest or some juice from a lemon, but not in this one.
Right. You could always add a little bit at the end if you wanted to, but I don't think it's really necessary. Okay, we're going to toss our spinach in this.
That's what you're looking for?
Yeah, delicious.
We asked Chef Orr's assistant, Amber, to give us her opinion on this dish.
Oh my God, it's really good. It really is. I love like the sesame. It'd be a nice summer dish.
When you see photos of this dish on our website, you'll notice an orange-colored sauce drizzled around the spinach. And if you've listened to episodes past, you'll remember this stuff from everything from the grilled asparagus to the Harrison Lake Garden Burger. This is the MVP in the kitchen, this red pepper sauce. Talk about the taste. Does this sauce just sort of go with everything?
It does, and my staff sometimes, they're like, oh, the red pepper coulis again. But I really like it. It's one of those things, one of those secret ingredients that you can keep around that makes your cooking look snazzy and taste great. What you do is you roast the peppers, puree them with some olive oil, garlic, a little bit of vinegar. It just kind of gives you a nice little punchy roasted vegetable flavor.
Find the recipe for the red pepper coulis and all the other dishes from this episode on our website, eartheats.org. While you're there, add photos of your cooking creations to our Flickr page. From the homepage, scroll down to the bottom right and click on Add Your Photos. Special thanks to news correspondent Megan Meyer and all the other folks who help make Earth Eats possible.
Aobon Binder, Laura Bolt, and Emily Shelton. Adam Schweigart is our senior producer, and I'm Andrew Olenoff. I take the photos. Check them out at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.